There is nothing that is beyond my reach. There is nothing that is impossible with me. I am your God. I am your Father. And the one who sent my precious Son to die for you, why would I withhold anything from you? I want you to see me. I want you to come after me. There are many things that I want to show you. There are many things that I want to do. But I want you to run towards me. I want you to get before me and lead me to get on your knees. Because I'm ready to pour out. I'm ready to pour out. I'm ready to go to the cross for this. And I want you to be on your knees. I want you to run to me. I want you to be pouring to me. To use everything for me. But I want you to be used to me.
Jesus. Thank you. choose as it were a place to get through time to get the rest of it. Listen to people with patience. We live by faith. We don't live by the world. We don't have the scientific evidence for everything we do. Of course, it's been proven a thousand times over that whatever has been confirmed in this chapter and has prophetically come to pass, let me tell you something. Every measure of it is proven scientifically to support what's in that book. We get a series of ideas to be corrected that might have come to the city of Yellow Bay. It happened just like it says it was. Of the soul of that city, the history of the compassion period that shows that Jericho really did fall straight down. And so we need to understand that when we talk about these things, they might be too big for the world of Revelation, but the church should embrace them because they're absolutely true. This scripture says that the Lord is going to come from the end, and those who are dead in the grave, when they hear the shout, are going to come up. But for we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together. You know, that word means that there comes a time where the Lord is going to come. And that word, study that in the Hebrew word, means in detail. What it really means is that there is a season for us to actually see. And God is going to deliver his people before destruction is upon the church. So with that, what is most important about this time speaking for a sign, the next day, there's not a big deal to do that, but the sign of the prophet Jesus and his wife will come. I want to talk to you from this community because I want you to understand something. The Bible will say, don't be eager until I'm raised in your sleep. Don't be fearful of the world that has no hope. I want each of us to realize and think about these scriptures because it's very important. First of all, what I want you to see here is that the Bible is very clear. There is not going to be a day or hour that you know is going to come. However, the Bible is very clear because in this history of things happening, whether it was a time of Pharaoh or whether it was a time of Jesus Christ himself coming, we see clearly that God made a way for his people to be aware of the future. They knew that Jesus was born, and they knew where to go to find him. And I want you to know something, but the Bible says that we will not just know the day and hour, but still my message, we can discern the time that weather's going to break and rain, but we can't discern the time of when the rain's coming. This is not going to be my Sunday church, it's not. We're going to know the time of God. So with that being said, I want to warn you against the overreach of stuff. We may have good intentions, but we end up in evil. And let me tell you something right now. We need to remember the right to place in the world. We need to remember that. I mean, we can people that are good people say, was the place that the Christians are having a good and terrible, and the sky's going to fall, and the bridge going to crash, and oh my goodness, get your wife to the king, get your career, get your supplies now. Listen to me, you can pick them. We've got people out there saying, Jesus himself said that we can be the power of God. So I want you to know something that
praying, and you join yourself to God when He calls you on fasting and praying and discipline and study of what you're supposed to do, and your sacrifice will be enough that God Himself will swoop you up and bring you with Him. Amen? Woo! I tell you what, the Bible says that the Lord will give blessing to you about this morning. And I can only see the promise. And I can only see the promise.
Holy Spirit and the people, and we have got to be a people that says, I want salvation for myself. I want the rescue for myself. I want God to rescue me and to take care of me. But at the expense of other people, no. I want him to have the right to declare that God, I have received all I can receive. And now I will take you and my whole family up to heaven, and we will rejoice all together. Amen. We get